up to.
No, but it's really, it can't be more serious than this. This is just to make sure that everything's clear. On the contrary, he's going to announce more quickly.
Not even stronger, it's a crazy presence regime.
Okay, let's learn. Okay, we want to look at the Mincha Shai a little bit. The Mincha Shai of Kol Atzmo Sai, Tamarna Micha Moicha, Tamarna Micha Hashem Micha Moicha, Matzal Ani Micha Sakim Menu. So yesterday we did the Mamore Chazal. We did the Mamore Chazal. Wait, one second. And now let's take a look over here at what it says, the Mincha Shai. The Mincha Shai, the word Micha Moicha is an interesting word. Who is like you? Page 309, Micha Mocha. Let's see the Mincha Shai. Mincha Shai is always about the Girsois. The Girsois.
Recording in progress.
Okay. One second.
Can I see him? That is,
okay, I'm sorry, but I said that the computer has been drained. It's very choppy. It's going to take a few minutes to boot up. The computer, I don't know, it drained. It drained. The power has been drained, so it's going to be a little choppy for a few minutes until it gets back to its health. Okay, I had a problem. I don't know. Sometimes, for some reason, I come here and it's zero power, even though I charge it the whole night. The computer already is has a mind of its own. All right, let's look over here. 309. Okay, we're learning 309. Micha Moicha. I'm learning the Mincha Shai. The Mincha Shai. On the very, very bottom. We all know that we say every day. We say every day in Oz Yosher, Micha Moicha, Micha Moicha Bo'elim Hashem, Micha Ka Moicha Neder Ba'Kodesh. The first one is a Chaf, and the second one is a Kaf.
We also say it right before Shemana Esrei.
Before Shemana Esrei, what are you saying?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay, that's right. Micha Moicha, right. We say before Shemana Esrei. So there, we only say it once, and there's the Chaf. Let's.
You're not wanting to change?
Because of Odazara. Rashi says.
Micha.
Micha. Yeah. You should not say that. That
that's Micha, yeah.
Right. So that's what Rashi says. That's what you say with a cuff. With a cuff. Let's see over here. This is the Micha Shai. Micha Shai over here says Micha Mocha Ba Mosores Shalanu B'Daniel. B'Daniel. Perikei Pasukit Aleph. Nimsar Simen Zem Nimsar. Simen Min. Yud Ches Milin Digeshin Bosar Yud Ke Vav Aleph Beloy Mivatel. Now there's a general rule that any time you have a word after the letters Yud He Vav Aleph, then it's going to be it ordinarily has a dot. Usually, after a letter, if the last letter of the word concludes with a yud, or a letter he, or a letter vav, or a letter aleph, automatically the next word, if it is a word that sometimes has a dat and sometimes does not have a dat, beged kefes, the letters beged kefes. Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Chof, Pei, and Sof. Even though most of us don't even know what a Gimel with a dot is. What is a Gimel? There's a Gimel with a dot, a Gimel without a dot. Gimel with a dot is Gimel, and without a dot is Rimel. Rimel. No one says the word Rimel. No one says Rimel. There's a Dalet with a dot, Dalet, without a dot, Dalet. Without a dot, it's TH. With a dot, it's Dalet. Dalid, I don't even know. Dalid, like, that's why Chazal said that when a person says, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you are supposed to extend the pronunciation of the letter Dalid. How can you possibly extend the pronunciation of the letter Dalid? Hashem Echad. There's nothing to do. There's nothing there that allows you to expand. The answer is because we don't know how to read. We don't know how to read. We say echad. There's no dot in the dalet. The correct pronunciation, Hashem echad. It's a th. So we are supposed to say Hashem Elokeinu. Don't just say Echad. Echad. Say Echad. Keep it going. Keep it going. And when you say Echad, you're going to annoy the guy next to you to the nth degree. But when you say Echad, you're going to think that Hashem is the Melech on the Dalit Kanfoy Saaretz. Okay, so Beged, Kesef are the letters that have dots. We, unfortunately, are not experts in pronunciation of the letters of the Aleph Beis. Like I told you, there are at least three or four letters that we don't differentiate.
Look, the sounds themselves, I think they're called plosives.
What does that mean?
Well, it means the letters that are...
Say, puh! You know, it doesn't... You don't lengthen it because it comes out as a sort of like an explosion.
But the interesting. That's what it's called. Interesting. Okay, but we don't. Okay, but we don't have. Okay, but we don't pronounce all the Beged Kesef letters. Now, okay. So, but the one there are ones that we do. Beis, Kaf, Beis and Veis, Kaf and Chaf, Saf and Tav, and what else did I leave out? Beis, Chaf, Tav, Beged. Pay and fei. So there's a rule. Now let's. So here he's over now. Over here, if you notice, micha moicha, matzil oni chazak mimenu. So over here, the chaf micha moicha boil l'vashem micha moicha nedar ba'kodesh. Ordinarily, when you have a letter which has potential. Which has potential to have a dot or not a dot, and it comes after the letter yud, it's usually without a dot.
Okay,
so these are the there are 18 times in Tanakh that is an exception. Okay, so Baal Kriya, it's a very good siman for Baal Kriya. Baal Kriya he lanes, and then you have is it Bnei Yisrael or is it Vnei Yisrael, is it. What other examples? Okay, there are many examples. I don't remember now, but there are different examples. So about Kriya, if he doesn't want to memorize every single word, and you want to know when is there a dot, when there is not a dot, if the letter that can go both ways comes after the letter Yud, after the letter Vav, Aleph and Hey, then automatically there is no dot. There is no dot. It's Rafui. Rafui means it's loose, there's no dot, and Dogesh means there is a dot. However, there are 18 exceptions. There are 18 words, the geshin, that have dots. Even though Bosar Yud Hey Vav Aleph. Beloy Mevatel, I don't know what that means. Okay, I don't know what that would mean. Ushnai Mehem, two of them is Hashem. Mi Komoicha Nedar Bakodesh. Mi Chomoicha Boilim Hashem. Mi Chomoicha Boilim Hashem. That we say regular. It's a chaf, which comes after a yud, so it's a chaf. And then we say, mi ka mo cha ne dar ba kodesh. The second time, and there is a dot. Why is there a dot? But that chaf, kaf is coming after the letter yud. And the rules are, whenever a letter that has potential for a dot comes after the letter yud, there is no dot. That is one of the 18 exceptions. And the reason there is because we don't want there to sound like that as Rav Kalman mentioned from Rashi, that the chaf, that the word chaf, mi chamocha, is referring to the avodah zara of pesel micha, because if you put the two together, mem yud chaf, mich chamocha, it almost, if you say it very quickly, it sounds like micha nedar ba'kodesh, micha. Is glorified with sanctity. So why don't we say the first time mi chamocha bo'elim Hashem? I don't remember all the details, but I guess the first time is the Ribbono shel Olam. But maybe we'll think, oh, there's another God. Hashem has competition. There's competition. There are other gods. So it's mi chamocha
bo'elim. Particular at Yamsu.
At Yamsu, because they were carrying with them pesel micha. Okay, they were carrying with them pesel micha, and that's why. Let's see if it's a Mesarish Shalanu, Bidunil, in Parakeh. pasuk yud aleph nimsasim min yud ches milin negation shbosar yud hey vav aleph b'loy mevatel. B'loy mevatel means I don't know what that means. What could I do? Ushnaim ehem is Hashem mi kamoicha neda b'kodesh. And there are two of those. There are two times it says me. Now what's the other time? I don't know. Shemos. Where is Ushnaim ehem Hashem mi kamoicha nedar Ushnaim ehem hey. What's that? Shnai mehem. There's a quotation. Hashem, mi chamocha boi elim Hashem, kama. Then it says mi chamocha mi chamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh. I assume the first one. The reason why there's no error is because it says Hashem, mi chamocha boi elim Hashem. So once it says Hashem's name, obviously it's referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But then when we repeat that, we say mi. If we were to say mi chamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh, since in that expression it does not say Hashem's name.
You're saying the two of them are different because he's saying that two of them are exceptions.
Right, they're exceptions. Now, he says here shnayim, I don't know what he means by shnayim. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Here, the next one. There are two in our pasuk. Our pasuk says kol atzmosai tomarna Hashem mi. Right here in our pasuk, mi chamocha. Even though here, now, this is the problem. Problem is, this is very common. The Mincha Shai tells us something, and when you open up your art scroll Chumash, art scroll Tanakh, that's not what it says. So if you look in our text, over here it says, Kol Atzmo Saito Marno, Mi Cho Mocha. There's no dot. And the Mincha Shai says that this is an exception. There should be a dot in Mi kamocha. It knows so the exception means there should be a dat.
Which pasuk?
Page 308. Page yud. In Oz Yasher, mi kamocha bo'elim Hashem. There it's a chof. And then the next, mi kamocha ne'edori ba'koyach. The second one has a dat. Okay, it says mi kamocha twice. Twice in Oz Yashir. The first one is no dat. Is this microphone on? It's time for a readjustment of the microphone. We're on page 308. 308. Let me go to Oz Yosher. Oz Yosher Moshe Uvene Yisrael Es Ashir Azoy Slashem Vayomru Lemar. Ashir Lashem Ki Gohoy Go'o Sus Rehu. You know, they said, by the way, when I went to the Tisha B'Av Kinnus, a lot of jokes. I'm telling you, they have so many jokes the whole day. It's what's going on. It's Tisha B'Av. Every Maggid Shir says at least a couple of jokes. So the best joke of the day was, Ari Tovia Leaf, he always says jokes. He says that a person went to Eretz Yisrael, he got into a car, a taxi, and he says, Balagola, Balagola, Lech, at the Kosel HaMaravi. So the taxi driver says, I'm not a Balagola. Don't call me a Balagola. I'm a Nahag. So the passenger says, there's no difference between a Balagola and a Nahag. It's the same thing. So the taxi driver says, no, there's a very big difference. A balagola, the horses are in the front. A nahag, the horses are in the back. That was the highlight of Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yisai. Chaval al di'avdin, if that's the highlight of Tisha B'Av, I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm in a lot of trouble, what can I tell you? If that's the only thing that rings in my head over Tisha B'Av, it's a sad state of affairs. Okay, but going to Oz Yashir, here Oz Yashir. Let's fast forward over here to Mi Chamocha. Here it is, Mi Cho Chaf, Mi Chamocha Bo Elim Hashem. Kama. Next, Mi Ko. There's a dot. The second one has a dot. Mi Ko Mocha Ne'edor BaKodesh. And Rashi says, the reason why we say the word the second thing, mi ka mocha, because we don't want anyone to say, mi ka micha. Who is like the Avodah Zarah Pesel micha? that is glorified with holy. So you'll say, so why don't we change the dat in the first part of the pasuk where it says Micha Moicha Bo'elim Hashem, because it says explicitly the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Since it says in the first half of the pasuk Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, so obviously you're not talking about the Micha. You're saying who is like you amongst the mighty Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. But in the second half of the pasuk where Hashem's name is not mentioned and it just says Mi Chomocha, that is glorified with holiness, one may make a mistake and think that it's that we're referring to the idol of Micha, because it does not say Hashem's name and there's repetition. So in order not to make that mistake, the Masoreh tells us that you must put a dat in the chaf to make it from a chaf to a kaf. So it then clearly means who is like you, who can be a rhetorical question, who can be compared to you, you Hashem who is glorified with holiness. That's what it says in Rashi. Not in the Rashi over here on this page, Rashi in Chumash. Mm-hmm. Rashi in Oz Yashir. So Rashi in Oz Yashir explains why the second, when we say in Oz Yashir, the first time it's a chof, and the second time it is a kof. And that is an exception. Why is that an exception? Because there is a rule. There is a rule in grammar. The rule in grammar is, when a word begins with one of the letters of Beged Kesef, one of these six letters, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Chof, Sof, and Pei, these six letters are letters which sometimes have dats, sometimes do not have dats. The correct terminology is sometimes they're rofui, and sometimes they are with a dogesh. Okay, a dogesh means it has a dat, which means literally there's an emphasis, and when you put a dat in a letter, it gives the letter a more oomph, more power, more emphasis. Then the rule is, if of the first word letter of a word begins with one of these six letters, so you have a dilemma. Do you say it with a dot or do you say without a dot? Well, look at the last letter of the previous word. And if the last word begins with Yud, Hey, Vav, Aleph, okay, one of those four letters, automatically it means that this letter will not have a dat. Therefore, in the beginning of the pasuk, when it says Mi Chomoicha, the reason why it's Chomoicha, not Chomoicha, is because the last letter of Mi is a Yud. So since the last letter is a Yud, that means it's going to be Cho and not Ka. If that is the case, why then, when we repeat this expression in the second half of the pasuk, do we say mi ka? There's also a yud. It also says ni with a yud. Ah, that's an exception. We break the rules of grammar. We break the rules of grammar because of a special reason, in order not to assume that we're dealing with pesel micha. So the Mincha Shai says
because,
that's...
Because the name Hashem is before the mi kamocha. There's no Hashem there.
Right, that's what I said, right.
Micha, 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 so Micha, so listen by Micha. And then we say Micha, 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 Hashem, Micha, Micha. So we say it together. Hashem, Micha, we are not allowed to say that. So that's why you're saying Hashem, Micha, 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 Hashem, and we have to stop there, Micha, Micha.
In order not to say Hashem, Hashem is Micha, Hashem Micha. Okay, in order not to say Hashem, not to make the mistake, okay, there are different interpretations as to what is the issue. But in order in this, that no one should make a mistake, no one should make a mistake and think that we're dealing here with Pesel Micha. Pesel Micha, maybe I should get the Chumash, we'll bash it inside.
Yeah, he gives this particular lesson after Osio said, Heavy Bumach doesn't take the Dugish. Yeah. He's in the riff.
Take out the Bible. Anyone know what this is? Anyone here in the Bible? Okay, here. Parshas B'Shalach. Parashas B'Shalach Oz Yoshir.
He gives it a reference in the Sameach Chosom in one of the brachas, in the Sameach Chosom B'Chala. It's B'Chala, but since after El Siyosa Hevi B'Mach doesn't take the Dagesh, it's in the Sameach Chosom B'Chala with a vase, and we wrote it, the Nusach of the brachas is above, it's a mistake.
Ah.
So he goes into that, he gives a lesson in the brachas, that's his, that's a...
So really, chasan, so really chasan vikala.
Chasan vikala.
Vikala. But and how did that mistake,
Because of vav, because they, what they did was at a certain point to save time, instead of...
They left out the vav, then this...
Going from looking in and then writing it, he hired somebody to read to him, and it would read to him. So when he was saying, Mesameh chasan vikala, he didn't hear that, he didn't know, I should tell you Chosom Bechala with a vase. And he wrote it with a vav.
Okay, well, let me say, let's review this. What I'm actually saying is, we say the bracha, Sameh Chosom, what it says in our Sidurim is, V'cha,
Achaf. Because we tried
to begin that, the word.
No, so no, that's wrong, so it's grammatically, it should say, it should say chosam zikala.
With the kala, not and the kala.
But okay. All right, okay.
Why is it kala not kala?
No, no. It's the kala. He said it's an unfortunate spelling mistake, and they bring down that there's unfortunately that's where a lot of our mistakes come in the Gemara, because people were dictating it to the person who wrote it. And there are certain letters, a chaf and a ches, and a vav and a beis, are mistaken for the same sound, and the person writing it didn't know that the person that was reading it was saying it with a vav or a beis. This is a riff in Ksuvos.
Why is it a chaf and a chaf?
That's exactly the point I'm saying. Originally it says chasan kala. Chosom.
It says Chosom Vichala with a vase.
Chosom.
And so when he says to him, write Chosom Vichala, he didn't understand and he wrote Chosom Vichala, but instead of a vase, he wrote a vav.
Why should it be a vase?
Why is it vase?
Because it, the hey after osios are heavy, after a hey, it can't be ba, it has to be va. After
it's
a hey.
Big
halo,
you
want to
say.
Right.
So why should be a
maze after a hay?
Where's the hay? Chosom.
Chosom bitala. Look at the riff. Look at the riff.
The reason is simply, kala is at the beginning of the word, or the yod baklam, at the beginning of the word, has a dagesh. But if it's not the beginning of the world, if there is a part before there, it will become the chala. That's all. That's the whole point.
All right, I can't find it over here in the Rashi. I can't find it. Okay, everybody, let's go further. Let's go further. Okay, everybody, side, please. Everybody, side. Okay, everybody, so let's go further. Okay, we're ready to go further? Okay, let's read further over here in the Mikra side. So we have over here two ordinary, let's get the basic rule is anytime a word begins with a letter, and the letter is from the category of Beged Kesef. Letters, six letters, which sometimes have dots, sometimes do not have dots. If the beginning of the word that has this letter follows a word whose last letter is either Aleph, Hey, Yud, or Vav, the rule is that the beginning of the next word, which has one of those letters, does not have a dot. Therefore, we understand why it says Mi Cha Mocha. There's no dot in the letter Chaf. Because the letter chaf is a letter which either can have a dot, does not have a dot. It's following a word whose last letter is a yud. That yud is one of the four letters. Therefore, the next word, chomocha, is going to be spelled without a dot. Wonderful. That's fine and good. Question. Why then, when the pasuk repeats this expression, the second half of the pasuk, does it say mi ka mocha? Why is there a dot? So the answer is, not without going into the details, that's an exception to the rule. It's an exception because the word micha, micha, mocha, if one were to say it very quickly, it would sound like one is pronouncing the idol called micha. And therefore there's a tradition that this is an exception. Here you say mikomo. You'll ask the question, so why then don't we make an exception the first time? There, that's because of another reason, which let's not get into this moment. Let's put that aside for this moment. So the first time is the rule, and the second time is the exception. Along comes the Mincha Shai, and this is what the Mincha Shai does all the time, and he tells you that this is his expertise in Mesorah, in the pronunciation of words, and he says that there are 18 such exceptions scattered throughout Tanakh. And one of these exceptions is right here in this pasuk, where it says, "Kol atzmo saitomar," all of my bones will declare, "Hashem mi cha moicha." And the Mincha Shai is saying that according to the Mitzvah, the correct pronunciation is "Hashem mi cha moicha" with a dot. Now, obviously, you're looking into your edition, and you notice that there is no dot. So what is the Mincha Shai talking about? He's telling us that the Mesorah is that this is one of the exceptions. And obviously in our edition, it's not an exception. It's following the rule because there is no doubt. So let's see what it says. It says over here.
I'm sorry, it's not possible to call it. It's Chuppah B'Kiddushin.
Okay, that's a whole different story.
That's
a whole story.
Chuppah B'Kiddushin, if not Al Yidei Chuppah B'Kiddushin, the mistake is on that one.
Right, that explains the whole issue of the order. It's out of order. First comes the kiddushin. First comes the chuppah, the kiddush. Then comes the chuppah. It's out of order. Right? That's the whole. So back over here. What's over here? Kol atzmo sai tomar nashem micha mocha uvesoif asim kol uvesoif asim kosev kol atzmo sai, and then he writes piluksa the ben osher uben naftali. Beautiful stuff here.
Yeah.
There are two traditions. Today, all of our Sifrei Torah are written according to the tradition of Ben Osher. Okay, there were two families. There was a family, this goes back how many years? More than 1,000 years. More than 1,000 years, there were two families that preserved themselves how to all of the correct spelling in the Sifrei Torah. I forgot all the details. The one who has the best write-up that I ever saw was Rav Yisrael Reisman Shliva. And he has the book, Pathway to the Prophets. There's a very, very nice write-up explaining the who was Ben Naftali, who was Ben Osher, and all the differences. And he explains the whole Shalshelas HaDvarim. It's time to review, to go back and understand. We want to welcome Rav Mordechai Mintz to the share. Welcome. Good morning. How are you feeling? You're on mute. Rav Mordechai, you're on mute. We can't hear you.
Baruch Hashem, coming along, getting along.
Baruch Hashem, good to see you.
This whole process, unfortunately, but fortunately, it's moving in the right direction.
Baruch Hashem, Shavuot Shalom, very soon.
Okay, well, amen.
So we have over here Ben Osher Ben Naftali Lechein. We're over on page 309. 309, we're reading the Mincha Shai in Tehillim Lamed Hey, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Pasik Yud. Kol atzmoisai tomar nashem michamocha, is it me chomoicha or is it me komoicha? Mincha Shai said it's going to be me komoicha, but yet he takes note that really it's machlokes. The machlokes ben Naftali and ben Osher. And we today use the ben Osher. Osher is what is used throughout the entire world. No one today has a Sefer Torah that I know of that follows the Mesorah of ben Naftali. Today everything is ben Osher. The chain cause of Parshas Eikev al Pasik vayanecha, and it says the same thing of the what is that it's in reference to a Parsha. I'm not sure what he's referring to over there. Vayanecha vayarivecha. I don't know what he's referring to over there. How this relates to the dogish? Which dogish would he be referring to? Maybe it's the nun. Possibly it means the nun. Now this, if that would be correct, be very, very fascinating. Because there's a difference of meaning. You know, this is there's a whole we say this is, it's coming up soon.
Well, What's the
next week?
Word, the
to afflict. To is it, if you say vayancha without a dot in the nun, if you pronounce the word vayan, a nun without a dot, so it's noch. Everyone knows there's a no and noch, a shvono or a shvonoch. A shvona means it's the beginning of a syllable. A shvonoch means it's the end of a syllable. So when there is a dot in a letter that has a shva, two vertical dots, then it automatically means, it's a shvona. It is the beginning of a new syllable. If there is no dot, then it's a shvonoch, if it's in the middle of a word. If it's in the middle of a word, then it's the end of a syllable. Lamai nafkamina. Well, in this world, I'll tell you the most important one of them all is Vayar Yisholes Mishray Meis Al Sfas Hayam Vayiru Ha'omes Hashem Vayaminu Ba Hashem of Moshe Avdo. So if Baal Kriya says Vayiru Es Hashem, it's time to get a new Baal Kriya. Because Vayiru, Vayiru, if you say the Yud as a Shvo Noch, then it means they saw Hashem. No one saw Hashem. That's not the way it goes. Lo ki lo yirani hodom v'chai. If the Yud as a dot, even though the Yud is not, the dot is not a difference in pronunciation. The dot just indicates that it's a Shvo. Vayi, no, is it just an indication? The resh. It's not the dot is not there to tell you that it's a beged kesef. No such thing. It's just telling you that it's a shva no, which means it's the beginning of a new syllable, and then it means vayi ru. They feared, fear. It's not vayiru. It's vayi ru. They were afraid of Hashem. And if the Baal Kriya says Vayiru instead of Vayiru, then you're not Yoitse, that word, because that's not the correct pronunciation, it's not the correct meaning. So here's another classic word, which this, unfortunately, this one is not so popular, and that's why people make a lot of mistakes, and they make a mistake four times a week. Shabbos Mincha, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos morning. And that is Vayiru. By the way, the yud is not the issue. You can say it either way. You can say vay or vaye. That's an issue of shipur haloshen of Zalman Hena. It's the same exact issue. Is it vay? When you go here, Megillah, the first word of the Megillah. We always talk about first Megillah. How does your Baal Kriya begin the Megillah? Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh, or is it vayehi? Does he make the yud into a shvona or into a shvonoch? Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh. Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh. Well, according to the article Siddur, and basically every Siddur ever printed, and every Chosha printed, they promote vayehi. You should not make the yud into a shvona. However, many Baal Kriya, they prefer to do it not like what it says in the Siddur. Vayehi. Why? Because Rav Zalman Hena won the day. Rav Zalman Hena was a young man. He was an incredible, brilliant, what's the word? Grammarian. And he promoted what's called Shipur HaLashon, which means for the beautification of pronunciation. It doesn't hurt sometimes to pronounce letters as a Shva No. And even though technically it should be a shva noch, the Vilna Goin held, don't play around. How do you say on Musaf, do you say ushuva, usfila, utstaka, or do you say usishuva, usifila, utsidaka, usishuva, usifila, utsidaka, or ushuva, usfila, utstaka? I there's a in Yeshiva Ben Chaim Berlin, the Baal Tzvila, Baruch Hashem, has been davening for probably already 25 years, if not more, and he should have a Rikha Shem and daven many more years. So he made a tape of the Nusach HaTfilah about 20 years ago. And I have that tape. And on that tape he goes, Ushuva, Usfila, Utstaka. And then he did made another tape right before COVID, a professional edition of the Nusach HaTfilah for all the people that were locked up in isolation because of the Yom Narab. And he did an incredible, and there he did it, U-si-shuva, U-si-fila, U-tzedaka. So he changed it. But the truth is, the Vilna Goyin, you know, the Chayim, they like to say, the Chayim, everything is minigra. Baloney. Baloney. Very few things are minigra. Very few things. But the Vilna Goyin holds that you're supposed to do us. They say preferish the art school siddur, really the Hakdama to the English art school siddur. They write it, the art school English siddur. They were from the early ones to do this. Art school gets a lot of credit for this. Until the art came along, there were not many siddurim that indicated in the siddur itself when a word, a shva, is a shva no or a shva noch. So the art school siddur, 20, 30 years ago, more 30 years ago, they indicated which words are shva noz, which is shva no, and they wrote there in the Hakdama, we are following the opinion that is traditional in Klal Yisrael, the opinion of the Vilna Goyin. Most of Klal Yisrael follows this opinion that there's no such thing as there's no such thing as a shva no after a vai, a patach, or a shudok. There's no such thing. It was never done like that. Yet, Rabbi Reisman and Rav Pam's Yibor L'Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Pam Zechzak L'Vracha, Rabbi Belsky Zechzak L'Vracha, they are experts in Diktuk, and all of them promoted to do it not like the Gra, to do Shvonos. Vai Yihi, Bimea Chashverosh, U'sishuva, U'sifila, U'tzedaka, U'vinei Yisrael. Why? Rav Zalman Hena, he promoted this thing called Shipur HaLashon, the beautification of pronunciation. And that demands that you add. Now you gotta be therefore, this is what makes everyone really, really confused. This
by the way, the reason is different. Teshuvah, Tefillah, Utzdakah. These are important words. You don't add another word to it. So, it's a Utzshuvah. But what is that? So it's a Teshuvah, Tefillah.
All right, but the Gra disagrees.
Understand. Teshuvah, Tefillah, Utzdakah. That's why sometimes you go out of the rule in order to emphasize something.
That's the Rav Zalman Hena. That's Rav Zalman Hena, right? That's Rav Zalman Hena. You're saying Rav Zalman Hena Shita. He holds when after a patach and a shura, the shva is a shva no. But the Vilna Goyin disagrees. The Vilna Goyin says grammar is grammar. You can't play around with grammar. Grammar is grammar. It's a shva noch, and you should know all of the siddurim, even the tikkun simonim, which is the gold standard today. It's like the gra, and after a shudok or a patach, it's a shva noch, and yet all the big experts in kriya who use the tikkun simonim, they don't do what it says in the Tikkun Simonim. They do like what you say. They do like Rav Zalman Hena. It just sounds better. It sounds better to do the Shva No. Okay, that's how it is. But the Vilna Goyin, he holds, it's Vayihi. You don't hear that. People who lay in the Megillah, they go, people don't know what they're doing. People just do whatever they want. People just do their own mind. But over here, this word is probably the most confusing word. Why is the most confusing word? Because the word va'ye'anecha is a very famous word where if you make a mistake, you're not yoytze. And the issue is, you have to do a shvano and not a shvanoch. So what happens? Everyone gets confused. The issue is the yud. No! The issue is not the yud. The yud you can do any way you want. You want to do the yud a shvanoch? the Vilna Goyin. You want to do the Yud Shva Ashva No of Zalman Hena. The issue is the Nun, not the Yud. Va ye a ne cha, not va ye an cha. Va ye an cha, the Nun means the answer.
The Minchas Pshah is not talking about that. It says that the end of the word cha and ka. Why do we say ha here and here ka? Because it's the same ha and ka. I said that by anecha because it's after shva na. So that's why it's a ha. By ideka after segol it becomes a tnuak sgura. It has to be a closed tnuak by ideka.
So yeah, how, what do you, vayyan, but everyone, vayyan echo. We pronounce vayyan echo, vayyarivecho.
We talk to vayyan echa. And vayyarivecha, we say with the dagesh.
We do?
That's what we're talking about. Why?
Yes, we say vayyarivecho, we say vayyarivecho.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Vayyarivecho.
Vayyarivecho. Vayyarivecho. So let's go.
Vayyarivecho. That's because it doesn't, that's because of the letter before it.
No, okay, but wait, how do you, in Parashas Ekev, how do you say, that's how you say,
Vayari,
Vayariko, the dot. Okay, so, Vayari, so therefore it's fascinating now, so we have over here, basically in this one word, there are three letters, which there's a machlekes, as how to pronounce it. He's saying over the machlekes, Ben Osher Ben Naftali, with regard to Vayaneko, or is it an exception, Vayane ko. He's saying in the machlok is the Ben Osher Ben Naftali. It's amazing this word. This word, there are three issues in this word. The nun is by far critical. This is by far. Because if you don't do the nun correctly, then you're not yoytse. The kriya for this word. If you do a nun with a dot, it means Hashem afflicted you. If you do the nun without a dot, it means Hashem answered you, which is wrong. There's no answering taking place. The Yud is a machlokes between the Vilna Goyin. And the truth is that there's no record until Rav Zalman Hendel that you should ever do a Vayyeh. It's a new thing. We're all very modern today. Today everyone is doing Vayyeh. This is a modern pronunciation. And I think it's a result from the fact that we have lost the art of pronunciation, so we have to supplement it by giving things a little bit more emphasis because our chitach hadibur is not what it should be. So there's a machlok between the yud is the yud like the Vilna Goyin or like Zalman Hena, and now he's teaching us the chof vayanecho. So is it vayanecho or vayaneko? Our tradition is vaya anecho, not with a dot, vaya anecho. Right. Three letters coming up, Rabbi Yisai, coming to a theater near you next week. Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev, you can hear it four times from Yibal Kriya. Listen carefully what he says. There are three pitfalls. You can mamish get him, you could mamish raid his home, open up his safe, get a warrant from the FBI, he makes a mistake on this word, three different warrants you can get to make trouble for that one word, va-ye-a-ne-cha. Three letters in one word. This is probably the record. Is there any word, I don't know if there's any word in the whole Tanakh that you have such a thing where you have three different letters in the word that each one, Kalman, you're on mute by mistake. Rav Kalman, you're on mute. Rav Kalman, I can't hear you. You're on mute.
Okay, if we read like we're supposed to read, then Kriyat HaTorah will be 3 hours and not three. Because let me tell you something. Vaya anecha, vaya ideka, vaya achilecha et haman, vaya achilecha. Who's going to do that?
There are people. I'm asking who do this. Moshe, his son?
There's no time. I was about to go in a Yekish Shul. And there, I read it the way it's supposed to be. And it took time. They enjoyed it so much, you know. But most of the shoes were never taken. But who's going to say by the achil lecha? That's how we're supposed to say.
This is cha.
The both chas.
Cha.
Yeah. Column the second one is also out. The second one is the both chas. Vaya anicha, vaya arivecha, cha. It's cha. The cha is on the end of the pasuk. Yeah, look at the chumash. Look at the chumash.
Cha is on the
asrekha. Vayasrekha. The end of the pasuk is the cha. Vayasrekha. Okay, so this there are three. So the Mincha Shai over here is telling us an incredible stuff over here about reading about these words. Amram b'chol sukkah medachtekim loynimne ze de silim im hayoyitz min haklal. Incredible. Over here is all disilim, and which disilim is referring to? Ditilim of loynimne ze ditilim of sefer tilim. Do you notice that the Mincha Shai does not call this book Sefer Tehillim?
A lot of Mefarshim do.
He calls it Sefer Ditilim.
Even others than Mincha Shai.
Right. So this book, according to Mincha Shai, the title on the book is no good. It says here Tov, Hey, Lamed, Yud, Mem. He says it's a mistake.
Yeah.
There's a Torah Adifus on the cover of the book. I know I always jokes with me. Ramayevsky says, you'll appreciate this. Rav Kalman, you'll appreciate this. This fellow says, yeah. There's a Tohus Hadafum. Tohus Hadafum.
Okay?
Like, you know, in Rashi, no one can explain to you why in Rashi is the mem, the en mem, have a line. The en mem doesn't have a line, and the samach has a line. It should be just the opposite. In the Rashi found, it should be that the samach has no line on the bottom, and the end mem has a line on the bottom, but it's the other way around.
Rashi was dyslexic, we didn't know.
What?
Rashi was dyslexic.
He was dyslexic? Okay, so there's a tos hadafus, not a tos hadafum. Okay? Okay, yeah, you know, I never get this add in. I always know, I used to work on a journal, and at the end of the journal, I always submit this, and they never ever accept this. Right, basically, like at the end of the journal is, you know, we unfortunately, after all the enormous, you know, effort of proofreading and a copy editor going through the journal for all of the spelling, you know, the typos, spelling mistakes, grammar issues, so we put a message to basically to forgive us in case we made mistakes. And the nusach is the mistakes are just unbelievable. Every possible mistake you can possibly make is in that message. It's humorous. It's very humorous. But for some reason, they don't like that type of advertisement. Any event, Amram b'chol sukkah medachtekim loynimne ze.
Well, my editor was right. I made a mistake, but I
read that high. Okay, so we have it. Right. This tilim im hayetzim nakim in haklal v'gam b'chol sukkah for that. We're saying over here that even though it's over here, the Mincha Shai is taking note that over here on page 2308, the art scroll got it right. Even though he tells us that in Ben Osher, it says that it should be Mika Moicha. This is one of the 18 exceptions. Yet, you look in all the books of Tehillim, it doesn't say that. Hanach lohem li Yisrael, in Einim Levim b'nei Nevim, v'gam b'bap lutois shalanu, in our books that make a differentiation between Ben Osher, Ben Aftali, loinim sezebeneim, v'chel chol asvarim shalanu, rafei kidinoi, in all of our books, look at your article edition, the Mincha Shai says, it's rafui, there's no doubt. Ubar min dein ashkechei. Besides this ashkachna, I found b'sefer dituk yoshan kaloshna zeh v'chein mi komoi chopitz v'verdat shebeshu es hayam hasamuch le'askar es Hashem v'hu mi komoi cha hasheni shebepasek hu nidgosh shlo yihei nira kmo hashemicha. Okay, he explains. It should not appear that it's Hashem, since the word komoi cha is next to the word Hashem. It should not say Hashem is kmicha. Hashem is Hashem Micha. V'lo yizocher Shem Micha gabe askaras Hashem. And it should not be mentioned Shem Micha near askaras Hashem. Avol mi chomoicha harishon she'inu samuch laskaras Hashem yamut bo'amdei lahar poisa. V'gam, look what he writes over here. And it says, V'gam also, called Atzmo Yisai Torman Hashem Michamocha Rafui, is Rafui, K'nishpat Chayk, like according to the law of Yud, Hey, Vav, Aleph, whenever a word begins with one of these letters, following a Yud, a Hey, Vav, Aleph, Afki Samach Le'askar Hashem, even though it's in Hashem, Lefi Shloi Ne'amar Al Hayam, V'lo Yehudgash Rav Oysoy She'al Hayam Ki Micho Gonav Pisloi Micho. This fellow, by the name of Micho, he stole the Pesel, V'haviroi Bayom She'ne'amar V'ovar Bayom Tzoro, Al Kei Nochel L'datek V'oysoy She'al Hayam Ki Mevo'or. He's saying incredible stuff here. He's saying the only reason, even though, you know, what was the longest? Why we had to say in Shiras Hayam, we had to say Ka Moicha. It's because it's samuch to Hashem's name. Mi Ka Moicha Bo'elim Hashem. And then it says, Mi Ka Moicha Ne'edar Ba'Kodesh. So one may make a mistake. Since it says Hashem, someone may put the kama in the wrong place. Mi Ka Moicha Bo'elim Kama. And then it says, Hashem, Mi Micha, Micha, Micha. If you read the two words together, Mi, Chomoicha, it sounds like Hashem Micha. So therefore, we have to go and make sure that those people who go through stop signs, they should not sound like they're saying Hashem Micha. So we say Hashem Micha Moicha. So he says, the Rebbe Simcha Chai says, yeah, that's only a problem when they cross the yam.
Right.
Because when they cross the yam, they were holding in their hands Micha. They'll hold the Zara, Shevet Don. But here it's Tehillim. David HaMelech is long after Micha disappeared from the face of the earth. So there's nothing to worry about.
Right.
No, even if we say to him, when someone says, Kol Atzmoisa Tamarna, Hashem Micha, Mi Hashem Micha, no one knows what you're talking about. Because who ever heard of Micha? When you're reliving the experience of Kriyas Yam Suf, oh, there's Micha. But when you're experiencing the life of David HaMelech, there's no Micha. Who ever heard of Micha? Micha is in the museum. Not even. So in Mela, you should say it the way you follow the rules. Follow the science. Trust the science. Don't break the rules of grammar when it's not necessary.
Look at
my
answer.
Micha Melech. No, but there's no Hashem, doesn't make it clear, Hashem's name doesn't appear. But it doesn't say Hashem's name in that case. He's saying over here there's the longest applies. Toimarna Hashem Micha.
It requires both. As for the other exceptions, I don't know what they are, but
you know. If you're not saying Hashem's name, then certainly there's no problem whatsoever. But here it says Hashem Micha. Oh, Hashem Micha. So when it's Shiras Hayam and there you're dealing with the Pesel Micha, you have to be careful. But over here we're not dealing with the Pesel Micha. There is no Pesel Micha in David's lifetime. So there's nothing to worry about. What do you take out of this, Derech Agav? You take out of it that when you read Sukkim in Tanakh, you're reenacting the experience. Today, does anyone know what Pesel Micha is? Did anyone even hear of it? No one even let you look. Wow, Pesel Micha, what's that? What does it look like? What are you doing? What are you talking about? Who ever heard of this? Yet, when we read Shurasim every single day, we Pesel Micha, Pesel Micha. You know why? Because when you're reading Shurasim, you're going back in time. You're reliving the experience. And when you relive the experience, you have to know what's going on. You got to know the background. The background to what's going on. Oh, there's a Pesel Micha. Pesel Micha, you know, you got to be on alert. Here, you're reading about David's lifetime. David's saying this Mizmar. You're not reliving anything. You're reliving David's life. And the lifetime of David HaMelech, Pesel Micha, was not an issue. It was not oile on the machshava of a person. When you read Tanakh, you relive the experience of Tanakh, the event of Tanakh. Okay, let's go further over here. It's incredible. This Mizmar Hashai is really gold. It's incredible stuff. It goes through all these sidas of grammar and other words, kolot smosai. Nella's finish over here, we go, oid kosim sefer ha-nizkar, am zu go'olto, it says the word am zu, what's the issue over here? Kuluksa bein b'nei osha, bein b'nei naftali, what will be the issue of am zu, this nation, go'olto? What's the question here? What is the issue? The gimel The Gimel is the Gimel Degusha, Ra'olta. Is it Ra'olta or Ga'olta? Is that the issue? Because over here, look, it says Zu. Am Zu. After the Vav, what's the last letter? A Vav. A Vav. And what comes after the Vav? I'm assuming this is the issue. There is a Gimel. And the Gimel has the Dot. That's a no-no. That is a violation of every rule. The world will come to an end. This breaks the laws of science. After a Vav, there's not supposed to be a Dot in the Beged Kosef. Now, for us, we laugh because we don't differentiate between a Gimel and a Gimel. But the truth is, it's not Geula, it's Geula, Geula. Maybe that's why Mashiach didn't come, because we don't know how to pronounce the word Geula. We're looking, the Mashiach will say, you know why I didn't come? Because you dialed the wrong number. You dialed the wrong number. You're calling for Geula when you should be calling for the Geula. The Geula, not the Geula. You dial the wrong number, it's not going to happen. You have to write the right digits. So he says,
if you look in the Greek alphabet, the G has that sound of the
R.
Yeah.
In gamma.
The difference between a sin, right. A samach, and a tav,
so
is a
the
sound.
Jeffen,
you know,
that's right.
There's different sounds.
Boirei pri ha-jefen, the Yemenites also. The Yemenites, all the gimels are boirei pri ha-jefen. Jefen, because there's no dat. Boirei pri, what's after the pei reish? Yud. Yud is one of the four letters. Aleph, hey, yud, vav. One of the four letters. Yud. So now when the next word begins, it's a gimel. A gimel can have a dat, ruh. Or can have, or I'm going to have no dot, it's ro, and a dot, it's go. So if it's kri, a yud, it should be refen, refen, and they're going to have jefen, jefen, barpi ha jefen. We, unfortunately, don't differentiate between the z and the go, so we barpi ha gefen. But Yemen, right, they put it in there.
Yeah.
So, but over here, but over here, if you look at this, what about the word go alto? Go'olta, even they, the Yemenites, seemingly say Go'olta. They don't say Jolta, they say Go'olta. Oh, but it breaks the rules. There's a Vav. The last word is Zu. Zu is a Vav. That should indicate that it should be Jolta, not Go'olta. Plug, so the truth is...
It depends how you understand the Zu. If you say Am Zu Ga'alta, then it shouldn't be the best. If you say Am Zu Ga'alta.
Okay,
so
let's see. Interesting. I hear what you're saying. Where you put the comma will make a difference. Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Plug, so
the
truck
makes the grammar.
Let's see.
The difference
so,
in Chumash is the
truck
makes the grammar, not the other way around.
Plug, so Bnei Asher, Bnei Naftali, it was safe that the Avram Ibn Ezra, Dogesh, Oh, Bnei Hoygen Akriya, Adkan. And what is Bnei Hoygen Akriya? This is basically what Rav Zalman Hena said. Okay, this is the Yishnah. Ibn Ezra, be very careful. Ibn Ezra is Kodesh Kodashim. But Ibn Ezra ain't other than Yorei L'Sof Daita, like Rabbi Meir. The Ibn Ezra is like, again, I told you that this is safer. Rav Zichrim, and he showed this, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, all these things. Rav Chaim, you're asking me a kasha from the Ibn Ezra? Come on! Ibn Ezra, Kodesh Kodashim. But the Ibn Ezra does not come into the halachic conversation because his ideas are above and beyond, they're in a category by itself. So the Ibn Ezra says, Hoygen Akriya, if I'm not mistaken, this is the same idea which I've really captured the mind and hearts of all of the Medaktikim. Rabbi Zalman Hena, he came up with this idea, Shipur Haloshoin. If you hear your Baal Kriya say, Vayihi, Bimei Achashverosh, Oh, Ibn Ezra, Hoygen Akriya. That's not the rule, that's not correct. But that's the way we do it, because it's nothing wrong. Ibn Ezra held that making a word, to as long as you don't change the meaning by changing from a Shvanoch to a Shvanoch, it is permitted and advisable. It's permitted and advisable because it beautifies the pronunciation, even though that's not necessarily tradition. Fine. Hoygen Akriya, Adkan. So Ge'olta really should be Ze'olta, Ze'olta, by the Yemenites. But the Yemenites don't say it. What he's saying, I got to ask. I know a Yemenite. I know a Yemenite. Next time I see him, I'm going to ask him, how do you say this word? Amzu, Amzu Ze'olta or Amzu Ge'olta? The Chasafi calls Zelaharim Shetos Nachal B'Nikra G'doyla Bein B'chol HaMekoymois B'Doniel. By the way, it's not Doniel, it's Doniel.
Right.
There's an Aleph there. That's a one of the biggest ones. It's Doniel.
A lot of words. Yeah.
There's one time though. See, it's not totally wrong because there is one place in Tanakh where it's Doniel. It's not in Doniel. I think it's in Yirmiah. In Yirmiah, it says I forgot this whole thing already.
Yirmiah, they was criticized for his grammar a lot. Anyway,
it is one place. People today they say Doniel. Doniel. It's not what it says. Look at the whole Sefer Doniel. Look there. It's always Doniel. It's not Doniel. So the whole world is saying it wrong. No, they're not saying it wrong because there's one place in Tanakh, not in Sefer Doniel, but in Sefer, I think it's Sefer Yirmiah, where I think even Yirmiah refers to him. I think it refers to him. I forgot the whole Torah over here, where he calls him Doniel. So it has to then be that the Welt, the world, that calls Pete Daniel, they call him Doniel, and they emphasize the Nun is following what it says, that one Yotze min HaKlal. It's like Yerushalayim. How does the Welt spell Yerushalayim? With the Yud. Who doesn't spell it with the Yud? It doesn't say the whole Tanakh. There's no Yud in Yerushalayim. It's missing the Yud. The only place it says Yerushalayim with the Yud is Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther does not carry the weight of the prophets, of the Nevi'im, where it's spelled consistently without a Yud. So we prefer to refer Yerushalayim with a Yud, which is really an exception to the rule. So likewise, Doniel, we are following a lone exception. The whole world says Doniel. You can't deny it. Do they even in Aleph? How do they spell Doniel today? They spell it an Aleph? Anyone
yes,
have a name?
Yes, absolutely.
With an Aleph?
It's still Doniel.
But no, the Olam says Doniel.
I know. I have a nephew.
No one pronounces it Doniel. What does he say?
Doniel.
He's Mahmoud. Doniel. He emphasized the Yud. But 99% of the world, 99, anyone have any children? The grandchildren with the name of this name?
Doniel?
Yeah.
Your son.
So how do you pronounce his name?
Doniel.
You just said it right? On the Nun. You never said Doniel.
Yeah, yeah, people say Moshe.
Only when you're angry at him. Someone once told me, what's your name? My name is Moshe Yehuda Aaron. Moshe Yehuda Aaron. Kloedem is Kalman. I have so many names here. Yeah, they want the name of my grandfather. They said, did your parents ever call you by Yosef David Aaron Kloedem is Kalman? He says, yeah, when they get angry at
me. Right, exactly.
Otherwise, they just call me.
I have a great grandson. His name is Daniel.
So how do you pronounce it?
How do you call him? Danny.
When they call him up to an aliyah.
Daniel.
When they call him out to an aliyah, they call up Daniel. The Gabbai, you can't bring a rice from a Gabbai. Gabbai doesn't know what he's doing half the time. Okay, there are not many Gaboyim that really know they're doing well. But Neil,
well, how many people say Moshe? It's Moshe. My father always corrected me, but I...
It could be they're saying the Yiddish pronunciation. How do you say Shabbos or Shabbos? So this is Pashut. Shabbos is Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh. Shabbos is not a joke. This is real stuff. Shabbos is Yiddish. The same way Sabbath is the way it's used in the English language, Sabbath. Shabbos is Lashon HaKodesh. Shabbos, on the shin, that's Yiddish.
Right.
In Yiddish, there's no such thing as Milarah.
Yom Tov.
I don't know, is that also Yiddish?
I didn't believe that word existed until I went to the Israel Museum in Yerushalayim, and it was an antique plate, and it's a yontif.
Yontif.
It's a yontif.
Yontif.
I said, oh.
I don't know.
It goes back hundreds of years, if not longer, that word really
Shabbos, good. You say good, good. If you say Shabbos, you can't say good. You can't say G-O-O-D, because that's English. Then you really messed up. You gotta be consistent. Good. Good is Yiddish, and Shabbos is Yiddish. If you say the word good, G-O-O-D, you have to say good Sabbath. And if you say Shabbos, Shabbos Tov.
You have to say good.
Good, Yiddish. Yiddish. You gotta be consistent. Okay, Parashas Ekev. Everything in this world, everything is machlokes. Ben Osher, Ben Aftali, Avozed Ditilim. How do you say? Do you say Tehilim or Tilim? Avozed Ditilim, Lekam on the Poleg, the Rafui. Over here, everyone, going back to what is over here in Nichomoich, I guess. The Ein Masha Kosafti B'Parashas B'Shalach B'Shem Arta. Okay, so this is Gishmako Min Chashai. I'm really happy we did this report. I learned a lot of new stuff over here. There's so many different Masoreis. We have the letters Aleph, Hey, Vav, Yud, which automatically demand the Bigot Kesef should be roughly. But there are exceptions. And the main exception is Mi Hashem Mi Komochas, which not sound like Hashem Micha. But that's only true in Shira Sayam. Because in Shira Sayyam, they actually possessed in their hands a Pesel Micha. And when you recite Shira Sayyam, you're reliving the experience. But when you're learning Sefer Tilim, and you're not reliving, it's a different experience, then there's no need to say this, to change it, to say Mi Chomocha. You can say it the way it's meant to be said, Mi Chomocha. But he does cite.
The Sefer Tilim, Kolot Smotai Tomana, there is a revia on Hashem. And that's definitely by itself. It's the revia that doesn't change. Kol Tzvotai Tomar La Hashem.
Aha.
Mi Chamut Man Matil Ani Mechazak.
Okay, so Tam is saying Chidushim. He's saying he doesn't say this. This is original stuff. He's saying there's a revia. The trap has a major impact on our sensitivity. So Rav Kalman is basically saying, let's make believe that even in the lifetime of David, let's make believe that in the lifetime of David, people were worshipping Pesel Micha all over the place. Ah, so it says Hashem Micha Mocha, Hashem Micha. No, because everyone in Klal Yisrael, when they read this pasuk, is going to pause. Why are they going to pause? Because of the trap. Because there's a Revi'i. And the Revi'i forces you to come to a complete stop. So now when you say the words Micha Mocha, there's no concern that it's going to sound like Hashem Micha. Okay? Likewise, you say Rav Kalman is saying the same thing when it comes to Amzu Go'olta. Amzu, we'll see, that doesn't work then. It depends. We really, it should be Amzu Jolta. Amzu Jolta. So why do we say it Amzu Go'olta? So Ibn Ezra says because of the Shipur Halashai, but he's saying the idea of the trap. You want to say also Amzu. Amzukama, because we're coming to a complete stop, we don't follow the rule that the gimel of Ge'olta is following a vav. That rule only applies when you're in the same pasuk, when you're in one sentence, one expression. But when you're starting a new expression, then we don't have to go be concerned with what it said at the end or the end of a previous pasuk. When you're at the end of a previous pasuk, you come to a complete stop, and now you start, the rule doesn't apply. Only applies when you're in an expression. So you want to go say Amzu, comma, Go'olta. It would not be a problem. It would not be a violation. But if you go say Amzu Go'olta, oh, then you got a problem. Then you got a problem because the Go'olta, the Gimel, is following above. So it should be Zu Jolta. Why are we going to Zu Go'olta? So Ibn Ezra says because it's a beautification of the language. We make an exception. Of Kalman is saying, you don't have to come on to that. You can say the word zu is really going on, the I'm zu, this nation. And now we say, Go'olta. Go'olta, so then it can have a dogesh. We'll have to ask the Geula what he wants to be called. Sir, how will you like to be called? Should we call you Jolta or Go'olta? Gibraltar. It's interesting. Is there a relationship between Gibraltar and Gibraltar? Who knows? Okay, let's take a short break. We'll talk about mezuzah. After the break, does the mezuzah have a vav? Is there no vav in mezuzah? All right, let's take a short break.